Recorded Books and RB Digital present Murder in Chianti by Camilla Trinchieri. Narrated by Angelo Di Loreto. Gravigna, a small town in the Chianti Hills. Chapter 1. Monday, 5:13 a.m. The sun wouldn't show up for at least another hour, but Nico got out of bed, shrugged on a t-shirt, pulled on a pair of shorts and socks, and laced up his sneakers. Bed had stopped being a welcome place, both back in the Bronx brownstone he and Rita had lived in for 25 years, and here in this century-old two-room farmhouse he'd rented since May. He'd set up the mocha, and, waiting for the gurgling to start, made the bed. Since he'd begun making his own bed at age 3 or 4, he'd never walked away with it unmade. A neat bed started off the day with order, gave him the sense during childhood that all was well, despite his father's drunken temper, his mother's fear. He knew it was all an illusion, but somehow it had helped then, and now, when he was trying to find order again. A quick gulp of espresso shook him fully awake, followed by a forbidden cigarette that he smoked at the open window. Back in the Bronx apartment, he had happily lived by Rita's house rules. Now he had the unwanted freedoms that came with being a widower. Bad language when he felt like it, dressing like a street bum, a cigarette after morning coffee, an extra glass of wine or two with dinner, a good nighttime cigarette, small stuff that would never be worth it. The air was still chilly in the early morning, which Nico welcomed as he set off for his 3-mile run along the winding road up to Gravigna. It was steep going and dangerous in the pre-dawn.